This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, that's carbon offsets. Let's talk power storage now, shall we? Because if we're going to get off fossils and onto renewables, we need to figure out how to store solar or wind power when it's not sunny or windy. So we asked Marketplace's Andy Euler for an update on how we're doing in the storage game.
When I say energy storage, the first thing that pops into your head is a battery, right? Well, it turns out
pumped hydro is actually the most widely deployed means of storing electrical energy.
That's Greg Keolian. He's director of the Center for Sustainable Systems at the University of Michigan.
We pump water up into a reservoir and then bring it down through a hydroelectric turbine and generate the electricity that we need.
And he's not kidding about its use. The Department of Energy says pumped hydro currently accounts for 95% of all utility-scale energy storage in the U.S. But it's only useful where the geography supports it. And it's also difficult to build pump hydro plants because they're dams and have ecological impacts. Okay, so what other solutions are in the pipeline?
Right now, from what we see, the answer is not very clear on what the best solution is.
That's Derek Malapragra at MIT's Energy Initiative. He says there's a lot of money and thought going into storage right now.
It could be battery storage, but battery storage that uses much cheaper materials than lithium.
Because at the end of the day, storage has to make economic sense for all interested parties. A lithium-ion battery might make sense in a sedan, but not a shipping vessel or a power plant. Daniel Abraham at the Argonne National Library outside of Chicago says one of the more interesting storage platforms he's been studying runs on concrete blocks.
Essentially, the blocks are lifted by a crane when the sun is shining or the wind is blowing. And then when the energy is needed later, the blocks are allowed to fall, which kind of turns turbines along the way to generate electricity.
The Swiss company behind the technology is called Energy Vault. It's been valued at more than $1 billion. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.